This gospel story of the woman at the well, a rather delightful story, I think, is very important for the process of the RCIA because of people who are preparing to be baptized into the Holy Catholic Church. This gospel speaks of water welling up for eternal life, and those who receive this water will never be thirsty again. But I don't believe it actually stops there, because we have other elements in this particular gospel after the discussion of water. We have Jesus having his conversation with the woman at the well, a woman coming at noontime, which I'm told and have read is not the time to come and draw water. It's the morning. So she's coming at a time when other women will not be there. Jesus points out perhaps a reason why other women are not associating with her, that she is a woman of somewhat negative, if not ill repute, because she has been married 5 times and is living with someone who's not her husband. But in this particular conversation, certain things about her are revealed. And she says later, "He told me everything I had ever done." And what do we see in that scenario, this one-on-one exchange between Jesus, who looked into the soul of the woman at the well? Where it begins with references to baptism, we have a scenario of the sacrament of confession, in which Jesus looks into her very soul, to a certain degree calls her on her sins, her infractions, and yet at the same time exhilarates her, excites her to want to go and proclaim this encounter with Christ, a proclamation that draws other Samaritans to faith. This too is a good gospel to hear in the progression of gospels we have been hearing throughout the season of Lent. First Sunday was temptation. Last Sunday was transfiguration and a contemplative setting of prayer and an encounter with the awesome presence of God. This Sunday, we can think of the sacraments of the forgiveness of sins, the first of which is baptism, is that first sacrament of the forgiveness of sins. After baptism, when we fall into sin, we receive God's forgiveness in and through the sacrament of confession, which involves a one-on-one exchange between the penitent and Christ in and through the church and the priest. It's an institution in our church and a charism of those ordained that whenever we act sacramentally, Christ is acting through us. When the priest consecrates the bread and wine on the altar, it's Christ who's consecrating the bread and the wine. When a priest or deacon or bishop baptizes, it is Christ who is baptizing. When a priest or deacon or bishop witnesses and sanctifies a marriage, it is Christ who is sanctifying that marriage. And when the priest or bishop bestows absolution in the sacrament of confession, it is Christ who is giving that forgiveness through the ministry of the church. In the case of the woman at the well, her experience was of a man who could look right into her very soul. And while, alas, it is not a charism that every single priest has, we know of saints who are known as confessors, one of which I know is Padre Pio, a very popular confessor saint, of which people said he had the uncanny ability to look into people's souls as they came to him for confession. Not every priest has that talent or has that gift, but if we really do understand and see the priest as sitting in and acting in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, the priest may not have that ability, but Christ, who acts through the priest, does have that ability to look into our souls. And so in the sacrament of confession, we have nothing to lose than to be honest, direct, and straightforward in confessing our sins, because we know that the priest must keep that in absolute confidentiality. And in that confidentiality, we priests basically are called to have the same amnesia that this sacrament gives God, who forgives and forgets our sins with that guarantee of forgiveness. Because Jesus took that charism that he had and that human exchange whenever he said, "Your sins are forgiven," and gave it to the church. When he says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. He doesn't say maybe. He says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. And so in the story of the woman at the well, let us see our experience of the sacrament of confession, where we have, first beginning with the sacrament of baptism, our first sacrament for the washing away of sins, and subsequently a sacrament in which we have a one-on-one exchange with Christ in and through the priest, Christ who looks into our very souls and calls on us to confess those sins and receive the absolute forgiveness of God, who forgets the sins we confess because he absolutely and completely forgives. So let that be another call we hear during this season of Lent. If it has been a while, let us return to the sacrament of confession, a sacrament we were called to receive regularly from the moment we receive that first sacrament of forgiveness, baptism, a sacrament of water in which those graces continue to well up for eternal life and inspire us to return again and again to Christ in and through the church for the forgiveness of the sins that we commit through human error, and renew ourselves in a commitment, a firm purpose of amendment, to turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, a calling we receive every year on Ash Wednesday as we enter into the season of Lent. So let us see in this well-known and rather delightful story of Jesus with the woman at the well, reminiscent of our call to receive baptism and God's forgiveness through that sacrament of water and the Holy Spirit, and our subsequent call to receive the sacrament of forgiveness in the sacrament of confession through that one-on-one exchange with Christ in and through the church and its ministers. And in that, go forth as a people who are called to repent, called to confess, and in so doing, receive that great gift of God's forgiveness, which hopefully will empower us to, like the woman at the well, speak of that experience in such a way that will bring more people to the great grace of Christ given in and through his church, not the least of which is that grace of the forgiveness of our sins.